Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. My conversation today is with the General Manager of Air Botswana, Lulu Rasibotsa. She is optimistic the financial assistance given them by the government of Botswana, coupled with their plans to relaunch new routes with a new fleet, will make the airline competitive and boost the country's tourism drive. So welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. We're on the final day at the IATB Berlin, and I have the honor of speaking to the new CEO, or the CEO for Air Botswana, Madam Lulu.
Thank you. Afternoon. Good afternoon, and how are you?
How have you been?
It's been good. It's been exciting.
Congratulations to start off with. Tell me, what has been your experience here so far, and why you decided to be at this year's show?
The experience has been quite breathtaking, quite exhilarating. The reason we are here is because we're in the business of moving people and goods from point A to point B. And tourism is enabled by flying, by driving. So we are really a key stakeholder in enabling tourism. And obviously, ITB being the biggest tourism fair, I think it just makes sense for us to be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you came with, of course, BTO.
Yeah.
And it leads me to the next question around, how are you connecting internally and from the source market?
So internally, I mean, we rely on BTO to piggyback on them. Because, I mean, their mandate is to push tourism in Botswana. But like I say, we have a very close relationship with them. So at Air Botswana, we promote domestic travel, therefore local tourism, especially to make sure that Botswana appreciate their country. And internationally, we deal with other airlines insofar as code share is concerned, yes.
Okay. Now, let's look at Air Botswana. I had a chance of, you know, taking one of your ATRs.
Yes.
What's the state of the airline as we speak, or since you took over?
The state of the airline as we speak, it's been through a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. Obviously, COVID did not help. So challenges around people, where people's jobs were impacted. The airline was down for almost 2 years. So financially as well, there's been a challenge. But I think we are on to a new path now. We've government has funded us to increase our aircraft, so we're increasing our equipment, and with that we're going to expand our route. We're buying Embraer. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now again, it tied into, are you looking to have some route expansion?
Yes, we are increasing our footprint. So historically, there was a point in time where Air Botswana used to fly Joburg Maroon direct. We are bringing back that route. We are also connecting Cape Town with Maroon Direct. We are also looking at Windhoek Maroon Direct, such that when people tour, especially the Germans, they love to go to Namibia. Okay. But the idea is that after Namibia, they come to Botswana and on to their next destination. So those are the routes that we are really looking at. And I think I'm quite advanced in making sure that by the time the equipment arrives, we are ready to enable those routes.
What are you putting in place to address something that you gained notoriety for, which was your on-time performance?
What am
Botswana, I mean, in terms of your time.
So I think this is what the refleet is going to help us with.
Okay.
Because obviously when you have limited aircraft or equipment, when one is down, it means you have got to reschedule, or you need to call in somebody to come in and fly your route. But this refleet is going to make sure that at any point in time, we at least have equipment on the ground, where should something happen, a bird strike, whatever the case may be, we're able to switch onto the next aircraft.
Okay, finally, what's your vision? Taking this job 2 months ago, or barely 2 months ago,
yeah.
What's your vision? What do you seek to achieve with Air Botswana?
My vision is really around three pillars. But at the core of everything is we're trying to become financially sustainable. Through what? Through our employees, employee experience, customer experience, and that will talk to your on-time performance, etc., delays, cancellations, customer experience, and digitization. All the time making sure that we do business the right way. But Air Botswana has consistently upheld safety standards, and we are not going back on that. So we'll comply in terms of safety regulations. We comply insofar as our regulator is concerned, and other regulators and bodies of countries that we fly into.
Okay.
Yeah.
we hope to be back with you in the next 6 months to see how things are for an Airbus run.
Looking forward to that, and it will all be positive, I believe.
Thank you.
Yes.